This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast.
Hello, I am so excited for this episode. I'm a little bit of like a health nerd. I think you've already kind of figured that out if you've listened to some other episodes. I think that the baseline, most important thing that we should focus on is our health. You have nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much success, how great your business is, how amazing your kids are, how great your marriage is. Nothing matters if you do not have your health first. So this is huge focus for me and should be for all of us. I was big into listening to lectures when my kids were young. And a big part of that was the car. I would put the babies in the car and go to like run errands, and I couldn't do what I used to do, which was blast music. I used to just like blast music, rock out. Obviously can't do that with infants in the car, especially if they're trying to sleep and their little ears. So I got into lectures. This was before podcasting was big. This was like a decade ago, right? So it's like podcasting was starting to become more and more of a thing, but wasn't really there yet, or at least I wasn't into it. So I got into some lectures, and one that really resonated with me and really changed my viewpoint on health, the healthcare system, vaccines, vitamin C, everything, was Dr. Susan Humphreys. And if you've never heard of her, Google her, go check her out. I believe some of her old lectures are still on her website. I would literally just go on her website and put the lectures on. And some of them can be a little dry. Some of them are more interesting. Overall, I think the way that she presents and talks, it's interesting. It's catching. It's not so medical that you're like, I don't know what you're saying, you know? So she was the one that really got me to understand the importance of vitamin C and got me to up my vitamin C intake immediately. So they're telling us in the U.S. for men, it's 90 milligrams a day. For women, I think they have us at 70 milligrams a day, which first of all, I understand men are, you know, typically bigger than us and more muscle mass, but also women, we have to support pregnancy. We have to support our monthly cycle, our hormone changes. So the fact that they have us lower than the men, I think is a little weird and suspicious, but I'm not a doctor, so everything I have to say, take with a grain of salt. But that definitely stands out to me. And then more so, Dr. Susan Humphreys, she says a healthy adult should be doing 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. 1,000. That's a lot different than 70 and 90. So I think majority of Americans are walking around with a deficiency in vitamin C and are wondering why they're sick, why they're not energized, and all of these things. So I think it's just such an important thing. And I started natural vitamin C, I think it was right after Mason was born, and he's 9, so a long time. And when we get sick, I would do ascorbic acid vitamin C, which is more of the strong pharmaceutical grade vitamin C. And so, yeah, so if you're a healthy adult, 1,000 milligrams. If you're feeling sick or not doing well, then you up that. And I think upping it is kind of a personal thing. I can handle a lot of vitamin C, probably because I take it a lot. And I probably had a pretty healthy amount of vitamin C in my diet anyways to begin with. So my body is more used to it. here's the nitty-gritty, you guys. You cannot overdose on vitamin C, period. If you take too much vitamin C, you will pee it out or you will get diarrhea. That's it. So there is no negative effects. I mean, unless you have like some sort of like crazy kidney issue or maybe, you know, like something like that, maybe. But I think for majority of us, it's a non-issue. So if you up your vitamin C and you end up having diarrhea, you know why. So don't freak out. And honestly, it's a really good natural cleanse. So if you want to do a gut cleanse, just do high levels of vitamin C. Boom. Stay home one day, go to the bathroom a bunch, you're cleaned out, have some nice organic tea with it, move on. It's really not rocket science. Okay, but let me back. Okay, so I really wanted to do this episode now because Mason, my 9-year-old that we were just talking about, hurt himself on Easter. And he hurt his thumb playing basketball. His whole hand, you know, whole bottom of his thumb that attaches to your palm was all swollen and started to bruise. He was crying. I was freaking out because he's like my chillest child. So I was like, if he's making it a big deal, it's a big deal. And we almost went to emergency room and we waited. My husband took him to Bone and Joint Institute the next day in the morning. They did x-rays. The doctor looked at it and said, it's a bad sprain or possibly some small fractures that you can't see in the x-ray. But he's definitely out of commission for sports for 3 weeks and possibly six if it's more of a fracture. Completely, I was so sad for him because he's in the beginning of baseball season. He has committed to two teams. It's totally his love is baseball. And I was like, oh no, we basically just ruined the whole season. He was adamant with the icing and taking care of it. The doctor even gave him like a brace to wear, and it was like his hand, his thumb, down his wrist, like to like kind of hold things in place. I mean, this was serious. I mean, we had to write all the coaches and be like, we don't know when Mason can come back. Like, it's at least probably 2 weeks if we're lucky, right? So Mason comes home from school on Wednesday. This appointment was on Monday. Comes home from school on Wednesday and he goes, Mom, I'm totally fine. I'm like, yeah, right. That this was his first baseball game that he was gonna miss. And I thought for sure he just really was bummed. He's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, look, I'm playing basketball. I'm totally fine. He gripped my arm super tight with his hand. My husband came home from soccer practice with my older one and took him in the gym, had him take the baseball bat and swing it as hard as he could to hit the punching bag. Totally fine. So we missed the games on that Wednesday and his next game was on Thursday. And we're like, we know this sounds crazy, but like, he's totally fine. He's totally fine. We went to the game. Not only did he play the game with no issues, no pain, no nothing, he probably had one of his best games. Like, it was mind-blowing. And then on Saturday, he just played two games, no issues at all. I mean, moms were like, what happened with Mason? And I'm like, I swear, like, we're not making this up. We took him to the doctor. They said it was going to be at least 3 weeks. And within 2 days, he was fully recovered. I've never seen anything like it, you guys. But the first thing I thought of was the amount of vitamin C that my child takes. Not only is he the type of kid that could take a spoon and just put the ascorbic acid vitamin C powder into his mouth, which, by the way, it's just really sour. It's really sour, and he likes sour things. None of my other kids can do that. I can do that too. I have no problem just putting it on my tongue and then just drinking some water. He does that. But more than that, his diet is high in vitamin C. Bell pepper, he's obsessed with. He's obsessed with salad. When he says salad, he means chopping up a bunch of bell pepper and putting a bunch of lemon juice on it. That's his version of salad. If you follow me on Instagram or like kind of know us, he will eat a lemon whole. Like, he'll cut it in half and eat the whole lemon, suck it dry, eat all the insides out of it, and literally just leave the skin. Like, he is unreal. He'll do a bunch of mandarins, no problem. He'll do a little bit of like strawberries and stuff, but that's not like his favorite. But I just remember thinking like, wow, you know, my child is very high in vitamin C, not to mention an overall healthy diet. And, you know, we're organic and non-GMO and all that stuff too. But I literally think that the high levels of vitamin C is what healed him. I guarantee. So that is what prompted me to do this episode immediately, because I was like, there's something here and people need to know more about it. You know, unfortunately, we live in a world where money talks and all these companies just care about profit. So we're going to see hundreds of commercials on vaccines and medications and all this garbage. We're never going to see a commercial on vitamin C. We're never even going to see a commercial on the importance of eating organic, right? So how many times are we thinking about this kind of stuff? We're just not. So this episode, I'm going to literally break it down for you so fast, and it's going to get you to look at vitamin C in a whole different way. First of all, some animals can produce their own vitamin C. Humans cannot. This is very important. If you don't focus on vitamin C and making sure it's in your diet and in your supplements, you are not get vitamin C, period. It's obviously incredibly essential to staying healthy. I think we all know the immune side of it, but it literally is like a building block of your overall health. And so if we're ignoring vitamin C, we're never going to be healthy. So just like let that sink in, okay? Vitamin C helps your body produce collagen and neurotransmitters. Collagen, you guys. So vitamin C will keep you looking young and feeling young. So if you are obsessed with looking good and your Botox and all these things, you probably need to take a moment and go back and look at your levels of vitamin C first and foremost. I don't know for sure, but anytime I'm a lemon and someone finds out that I have 3 kids and I'm married, their first reaction is, you do not look old enough to have 3 kids. And it always makes me laugh because my youngest is almost 8. I'm like, not only do I have 3 kids, but like they're not babies, you know? So, I mean, I think a lot of it's genetics, but I also take high levels of vitamin C. Is it keeping me young? Is it keeping my skin young? I don't know. We'll never know. But I like to think that that's a huge part of it. So what does this mean? This means that vitamin C is for your nerve system, your heart, your brain, your muscles, and produces energy. So I literally just named the most important parts of your body. So again, we're not just talking about like, oh, I have a cold, I need vitamin C. We're talking about overall health of your body relies on the proper levels of vitamin C. You also get antioxidants from vitamin C, which protect your cells. So this is really important to fight against Alzheimer's, cancer, heart disease. Again, the major diseases. So one thing that Dr. Susan Humphreys talks about that I thought was really interesting was that she discovered that high levels of pharmaceutical vitamin C can cure people from diseases like cancer. And she brought it to her colleagues and to the establishment, and everyone ignored her and called her crazy, and no one wanted to listen. Again, going back to how our medical system is garbage, and the vitamin C isn't going to make anyone any money. Not hospitals, not insurance, not pharmaceutical companies, none of it. So we have to be able to become our own doctors. And, you know, this is huge. You also need vitamin C to metabolize protein and absorb iron. So if you are especially a female that is iron deficient, you need to look at this. Or if you're doing protein, but you still don't feel like it's doing anything, you might not be absorbing it properly or digesting it properly because you don't have vitamin C. Another one is wound health, which this is what got me thinking of Mason, right? He injured himself and was able to heal himself at a speed unheard of. So it comes down to this. Obviously, immune function, we talked about and we all know. It's also really important to have proper levels of vitamin C for bone, teeth, cartilage health. Again, that goes back to Mason's injury. It was probably the joint where his thumb was bending. That's what healed right away. Now, what does deficiency look like? So deficiency will look like fatigue, sadness, crankiness, joint and leg pain, swelling, bleeding of gums, red and blue spots on the skin, bruising easily. I think a lot of people get symptoms like this and just think it's normal. Let's just talk about the first thing that's listed here, fatigue. How many people wake up and need coffee because they're tired? I don't know, majority of you. I don't drink coffee, so I'm not part of that group. But if you're tired, even with your coffee, you might want to just look at your deficiency in vitamin C. You might just be deficient in vitamin C. You might be doing 100 milligrams of vitamin C a day instead of 1,000. That's a huge difference, right? Let's talk about foods that have vitamin C. So we've got cantaloupe is very high. Well, okay, a full cantaloupe has 200 milligrams of vitamin C. One slice of cantaloupe has 25. So you have to be mindful when you look at these things. Citrus fruits, you're looking at anywhere from 70, 90 milligrams. That's a great source of vitamin C as well as other things. Broccoli, 70 milligrams, which is shocking for most people. Kiwi is always a good source because kiwi is pretty small and it has 56 milligrams of vitamin C. Bell pepper is the, in my opinion, one of the best ways to get vitamin C. You're looking at almost 200 milligrams in one bell pepper. The green ones have a little bit less. The colored ones have more, but this is what my kids eat every single day, bell pepper, constantly. I make salads with it. They eat it in slices. I put it in their lunch. We pound bell pepper. Our dog loves bell pepper. Like, we are literally a bell pepper family. So if you could just put more bell pepper in your life, that's huge. Guava, 125 milligrams. Strawberries are another great one. One cup of strawberries is almost 100 milligrams of vitamin C. That's massive, you guys. So, you know, and there's other foods, but like, I wanted to point out some of the big ones so we can start thinking about these things. The best way to get your vitamin C is natural from your food, which is why I went through some of these options. Second best is to do a natural vitamin C supplement. What's the one I use? It's right here on my nightstand. Let me look. I use the Garden of Life. And it is the raw vitamin C. I do think that this company got bought recently though, and is probably gonna be changed to garbage. So you have to be really careful. If you find a good brand, you have to follow who's buying who. It's, you know, it's kind of like that Annie's brand got bought and is now pretty much garbage. You have to be really careful. And then the other source that we talked about is the ascorbic acid, which is more of the pharmaceutical grade. I like the pharmaceutical grade vitamin C for when you don't feel good, you think you're going to get sick, you are sick, all of that. And then I've started doing the Micro C immune powder, which Candace actually recommended. She's done a couple episodes with us and she's amazing to follow as well. And I like it because it's doesn't have any flavor. So I just add it to my tea. I put it in my tea and I drink it every day. So that's a great one. And that's also great if you're trying to add it with your kids', you know, juice or something, like they're not going to know, or like mix it in their applesauce. So there's so many beautiful options to up your vitamin C, but I challenge all of you to track your vitamin C and to make sure that you're getting at least 1,000 milligrams. If you want to do a detox, I did a vitamin C detox not too long ago, and I did high levels of vitamin C every day for about a week. So I think I was doing anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day. And most of it was that micro C powder that I was just talking about. But also just focusing on the foods. And like, again, you guys, it comes back to fruits and veggies, like real food from the ground. That's what we need. So it's another great reminder of why eating plant-based is so important. There's this huge movement of high protein right now, which I'm not saying is not good or is wrong. I think protein has its importance for sure. But if you're pounding protein, but then you're not getting the proper levels of vitamin C like we talked about, then your body is not able to absorb and metabolize that protein. So you're really doing your body a disservice, right? I love this kind of topics. So if this was exciting for you guys, I'm going to start doing more. And I also like it because it's like a refresher for myself. Like, I studied vitamin C a decade ago and became obsessed, but I kind of forgot why. I kind of forgot the sheer importance of it. And when this happened with Mason, the first thing I did was Google the importance of vitamin C. And sure enough, there was the wound and joint, you know, connection. And I was like, that's it. I think it's the levels of vitamin C this kid takes. He literally healed in 2 days, which should have took 3 to 6 weeks. I mean, it still blows my mind. It blows my mind because I saw it with my own two eyes, you know, like unreal. I also, like, cancer is big, right? In general, has been in the past. It's a constant thing that all of us think about, worry about. We all know multiple people that have had cancer or have cancer currently. And my big thing is, like, we have to look at this stuff. Like, I literally thought the other day that if I went to the doctor and they told me I have cancer, what would I do? And the first thing I would do is clean up my diet completely, like completely, no processed foods, none of that garbage, and up my vitamin C. Those are the two things I would do immediately. And then it got me thinking, why am I waiting? Why am I waiting for a doctor to tell me I have cancer? Why not do this stuff anyways? Which is why, you know, and I mean, like, we can't be crazy about it. Like, once in a while, I want to go to a baseball game and have nachos, you know, like, that's just, I try to have a little bit of fun in my life, but really overall, like, we shouldn't be waiting, you know, we shouldn't be waiting to educate ourselves and implement these things in our lives to get bad news, right? So if there's one thing I do with this podcast is to get you guys to do high levels of vitamin C and proper levels of vitamin C, I'm happy. I'm completely satisfied.